All right, Marshall Welton, I talked to you, Mitchell Harrison. Just the battles you two had this weekend, right? A ton of them. But some, like, you know, you beat him, he beat you. Like, it seemed like you guys found each other.
I mean, it's been all year. Actually, our whole lives. We grew up in Michigan. Well, I'm going to say that he didn't grow up in Michigan. I grew up in Michigan, but we were both born in Michigan. He left early. And, you know, it's always been a Marshall Mitchell. For me, he's a guy that I've gauged myself against pretty much my whole career. And right now, he got the, you know, this past year, he's got the best of me for sure. It's fun racing a guy that you can trust and you're friends with at the end of the day. And we race each other hard. We don't really give each other much slack on the track. But we can kind of count on each other that we're not going to, you know, it's a pretty respectful race every time, and it makes a lot of fun. But I'm stoked for Mitchell, and I'm stoked that I kind of turned my year around and I've gotten closer to where he started the year off, you know. And moving into next year, I'm going to be on the green bike, so it's a little bit of, you know, seeing that he's better than me on a green bike. It gives me a little bit of hope that you know, it could be a good move moving into the future.
The whoops this weekend, I think you improved so much from press day. You made some bike changes too, but from press day to today, like, I watched you and you looked fine. You told me how big they were earlier. Mitchell told the same thing, but you really improved in those over the weekend.
Yeah, and it's I'm just trying to be a student, you know, because you see these elites with you know, the Malcolm, Jack Cooper, Hunter, they make it look so unrealistic for how challenging they are. And even the 250 guys barked them all week, but they had a fresh set every time. So when we went out, they're pretty cupped, pretty beat. But I mean, it's I'm trying to just take it, you know, step by step and learn from my mistakes and not end up on the ground in them, you know, because it's really easy to say, yeah, you just got to commit with more entrance speed. But until you got that consistent feel every single whoop to trust that you can come in with more entrance speed, it's a little unrealistic. And I feel I did gain, you know, a good amount of speed through them. They didn't tame them down, you know. If they said they tamed them down, they didn't. It was equally as brutal pretty much every single time. They took the first two.
They weren't as soft as they used to be, or last year or whatever, and they kind of stayed the same even with the rolling, you know.
Well, there's blue marks all over, you know, especially after a moto. It's just blue, you know, the blue groove Cali whoops.
But you agree with me, you got better in them as it went on?
Oh, I definitely gained more confidence. There was a point where I was coming over the triple, well, the finish line, and I'm just, you know, shaking my head midair, like, man, what's going to happen? And finally, these past 2-3 motos, I was able to come over and be like, okay, I've got this under control. I kind of know what's going on. And that's my weakness. That's what I need to build on coming into this off season for the 250 East Coast. And I'm going to do everything I can to, like, you know, have that solution figured out. Just starting those first four entry whoops. It's not once you're in them. It's more just getting going.
So everybody, it's first time for Paris for you, and everybody who I usually talk to, they're like, "Dude, it's a lot of riding." Did you agree? Was it a lot?
I'm spent. Yeah. Well, and I don't think I'd be as spent as I am if we had about a 12-hour turnaround time from Moto 3 yesterday to Moto, well, I guess qualifying today, but it's not a lot of break and really hard to fuel. I didn't come here prepared, you know, with the things I needed. I came here to Europe to race Germany last weekend, and I got a call midweek last week, and we had some things going on, you know, after Germany. I wasn't able to really get prepared for the weekend, and it hit me like a brick wall. There wasn't a lot of food here, you know, and you know, fueling was a huge issue for me. I wasn't prepared on that end, and it's something that I should know better. But also, when you're in another country, it definitely makes it a little more challenging than when you're in the States. And when we have no real way to go to a store, you know, there's no real stores you can go to get stuff. So I was unprepared on that end. I think that's really why I got tired, is I just didn't eat.
Did you have fun, though? Like, overall, were you happy you did this and everything?
This is it's been a dream for me to do this race for probably the past 10 years. You know, you see the JBs, you know, come here and dominate, and it puts a lot more respect on Justin Brayton's name when you hear how many times he came here and won this race, because it is not something, it's not a handout by any means. You got to dig for this, and it's an amazing event. You know, 45,000 people, I think, or I'm not sure. Eric mentioned that it was sold out, so it's a big crowd, and they do an amazing job with the show, and I've it was incredible to ride. The track was awesome. Very good racetrack and a little bit tough to pass on, but that's
You had to battle that Escoffier guy for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I got a gift on the last one. He jumped off the track and then scooted off. But he was riding good there at the end. We battled in Germany a good bit too. But yeah, there's a lot of dogs over here that are, you know, they're good riders. But yeah, Mitchell's got that red target on his back right now for me.
Awesome, thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.